First, I'd like to thank Bishop John and Robin, the incoming rector, for inviting me to preach this evening. It remains to be seen as to whether either of them think this is a good idea during the next few minutes. In other news, it's good to see a good collection of clergy, both behind me and in front of me. This speaks to the support and encouragement that Robin brings to the parish. It's also a little bit like a renter choir, because I've heard tenor and I've heard alto, so it's appropriate they're sitting in the choir stools. Which also reminds me to say, in case you think I don't know my liturgical right from my left, cantoris and decani, there's no pulpit, there's no microphone on the pulpit, so I must be here. Some words from the second reading. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lack in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. The arrival of a new rector is a moment for both priest and parish to begin to get to know one another. For the priest, it is the opportunity to get to know the people and St. Helen's ways of doing things. And for the parishioners, to get to know their new rector and his way of doing things. It will be easier to build relationships now that we no longer have all the restrictions in place that began with the pandemic in March 2020. However, church life is still challenging for all of us as we continue to move forward and figure out our common life as we emerge from the last 3 years. Robin, I can tell you that this is a diverse and vibrant congregation with many energetic parishioners. They have been active in supporting refugees making their home here in Canada. St. Helens has been a core part of the tri-parish annual service and picnic in the park at Bear Creek, with my own parish, with Father Lewis Parish of St. Michael's, and latterly with Christ the Redeemer. I guess that makes it a quad parish annual service, but it doesn't have the same ring about it. This will indeed resume in June after a 3-year hiatus. We look forward to it. As a group of parishes, we also meet for quiet mornings, social events, and support each other by regular meetings. St. Helens, I can tell you that Robin came to Canada from South Africa, where his diocesan bishop was one Desmond Tutu. Bishop John, no pressure. Robin, I'm told, is known for his love of candy and chocolate. And I hear his kids get to guard their Halloween stash very carefully. Robin will tell you that he's not an animal person, but tends to be the first to pick up the family dog when she looks appealingly at him. He's not too fond of heights, but ensured Amelia got on all the rides she wanted to go at Playland. You'll get to know him as your priest and pastor over the coming months and years. The first reading speaks of Jeremiah being intimately known by God from birth and implies that God knows each one of us in just the same way. Jeremiah, in common with many characters in the Hebrew scripture, was reluctant to be a prophet. But God is not intimidated by Jeremiah's reluctance. As followers of Christ, perhaps we sometimes feel the same way. But God assures us that when we act in accordance with God's will, our needs will be supplied. God knows and guides us in that same intimate way. The letter to the Romans reminds us that the call of those who follow Christ is to be a living sacrifice. People who seek to discern the will of God rather than being conformed to the world. As the opening sentences said, the passage urges us that our love be genuine, that we reject evil and hold on to all that is good. We are called to excel in respecting and honouring one another. We aspire to be hopeful, patient in suffering, enthusiastic for our work in Christ, as well as passionate in serving God. We're urged to contribute to the community and offer hospitality to those outside the church. The church consists of people who are united in Christ as members of one body, but who also have many and various gifts to offer for its ministry. We do not need everyone to have the same function, and it is the role of the church to discern what gifts people have and how they can be used to serve God and also for the common good. The gospel passage also speaks of sacrifice as a way to love one another, the new commandment. As one commentator suggests, as we follow Christ, we are called to be obedient to the commandments of God and by self-giving. By doing this, we abide in Christ's love and remain connected to him. Jesus models love for us, for one another, and calls his disciples friends. The love he shows for them, he trusts they will offer then to one another. He also wants his disciples to care for those outside the community as well as inside. In this way, the world might be transformed by the sacrificial love Christ showed to us. Once again, this gives us insights into how God wants us to live as part of the body of Christ, which relates to our individual service, but also to the way that we live and work together as a body. As visitors, as some of us are, to this parish this evening, it is our prayer that your partnership between priest and people may develop and grow as the body of Christ here in furthering the work of God in this area of Surrey. The bishop initiates this ministry formally this evening, and all of us hope and pray for the development of a partnership that continues to flourish in this parish that's been in ministry for well over 100 years. This is not the easiest time to be the church. We face challenges, especially as we rebuild after the pandemic. However, how we face what is ahead of us and our attitude to it will make all the difference. Henry Nouwen says this, in reference to this passage from Romans: I am convinced we can choose joy. Every moment we decide to respond to an event or a person with joy instead of sadness, when we believe that God is life and only life, then nothing need have the power to draw us into the sad realm of death. To choose joy does not mean to choose happy feelings or an artificial atmosphere of hilarity. But it does mean the determination to let whatever takes place bring us one step closer
to the God of life. So the words again for parish and priest tonight, at the outset of this new and exciting ministry, is from St. Paul. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Amen.